WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Tuesday. It's May 8th, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
The nice weather is going to continue today, but pollen counts are off the charts. New Jersey police becoming increasingly concerned about a biker gang pushing deeper into our state. A missing woman's car may have sat near her apartment for months with a body inside. New Jersey's teachers union comes under scrutiny, now the target of a Senate investigation. In sports, the Sixers stave off elimination. Phillies shut out the Giants. Mets hang on to beat the Reds. Details of our top stories coming up. In the minutes ahead, we begin this morning with First Weather. Meteorologist Dan Zero, very pleasant as we step outside this morning.
This is true. I'd call it comfortably cool with temperatures around the 50-degree mark right now. That means there are many spots starting off in the 40s. You might consider a light jacket as you head out the front door. We're looking dry and pleasant for today, with mostly sunny skies across most of the state. Some extra clouds probably building in along the coast. Look for highs ranging from the 60s at the beaches to lower 70s further inland. The tree pollen level does remain in the very high range today and will remain so until we get significant rain around here. Fog is possible tonight. It'll be comfortably cool again with lows around 50. Mix of sun and clouds tomorrow. Highs reaching for the lower to mid 70s away from the ocean. And Thursday looks good too in the 70s, although skies become mostly cloudy. And then here comes our next storm system. It'll be a front sweeping through scattered showers Thursday afternoon and evening. Don't expect much rain and don't expect much change. We should be back to pleasant, partly sunny weather on Friday. Right now, Manahawkin is 51, Carteret 51, and Glassboro an even 50.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 502. Law enforcement agencies across New Jersey are being warned this morning of a violent biker gang pushing deeper into New Jersey. There are concerns clashes between these rival gangs will result with no regard for innocent bystanders, and Patrick Lavery joins us live with the details. Patrick?
Eric, concerns over an escalation began 2 weeks ago when a member of the Hells Angels says he was leaving that group's Newark clubhouse when he was beaten with a baseball bat, the victim alleges, by someone belonging to the Pagans Motorcycle Club. That man turned himself in and was charged with aggravated assault. The Pagans, state police now say, are looking to extend their reach into the northern part of the state violently if necessary. Remember, they're the gang implicated in the death of South Jersey radio host April Kaufman. Law enforcement is being told to remain vigilant statewide. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures this morning starting out mostly in the 50s, and we'll see a dry, pleasant early May day today. High temperatures in the lower 70s, 60s along the shore. We do look like we're going to see some rain coming in maybe for Thursday, but Dan is not thinking it's going to be a big rain event at all, and we'll have more on the forecast coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead, a missing woman could have been just steps away from where she was last seen since December. We'll have an update on that story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:06. Dan Zero's commuter weather. We're looking at temperatures that are starting out of the 50s. We'll be in the 70s again today. Next chance for rain probably going to come some point on Thursday, and we'll have more on that part of the story coming up in just a couple of minutes. Is it really possible that a woman who was reported missing last December had been maybe just 5 minutes from where she was last seen? That her body had been inside her missing car all this time? Neighbors say they noticed Shania Coley's car parked in their lot for months. They didn't know it was hers. A resident only called police when he noticed a strong smell. A body was found in the back seat, murdered, but the medical examiner has yet to make a positive ID. No date has been set, but Senate President Sweeney says the joint hearing of the Senate's Education and Labor Committees will be held soon, looking at a hidden camera video showing local union officials describing how they'd protect teachers accused of wrongdoing.
Senate President Steve Sweeney says the hearing is needed the same way as a new law enacted last month requiring schools to check the history of prospective employees for allegations of child abuse or sexual misconduct.
When we find problems, we fix problems. And unfortunately, it was an eye-opening experience watching those videos of people bragging about the behavior that was taking place.
The NJEA says the videos deserve special scrutiny because Project Veritas has a history of unfairly editing, but it's also reviewing local affiliate practices and will undertake training, and it said Monday that it welcomes the opportunity to discuss these issues with lawmakers. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Is President Trump about to tell his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, to take a seat when it comes to giving TV interviews? A couple of people familiar with the president's thinking say Trump is growing increasingly irritated with Giuliani's frequently off-message media blitz. They say, among other things, Trump, who has denied an affair with porn star Stormy Daniels, was angry Giuliani had given the impression that other women may have made similar charges of infidelity. New Jersey already has some of the toughest gun control laws in the nation, but Governor Murphy says more can and must be done to stop gun violence.
Governor Murphy has named Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield executive Bill Kastner as his new senior advisor on firearms.
New Jersey will stand up to the gun lobby and fight for a safer state. And we will work to prevent gun violence in the cities and neighborhoods most impacted by this senseless epidemic.
Kastner says he believes we need an unprecedented, systematic attack on gun violence.
The gun industry takes aggressive steps to protect guns, and this is about now taking steps to protect people.
In Trenton, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
It would appear that time is running out for Tank the Bulldog. It does not look like his family wants to or is able to take care of him. Hundreds of volunteers who have rallied to save the dog are disheartened. Tank was labeled as potentially vicious after biting a man in the face. His fate had been in the hands of a court. Instead of putting the dog down, a judge said he could go home, but with restrictions that included an escape-proof enclosure and $1 million liability policy. Many of those restrictions have not been met. The family doesn't seem to want to take him home, and a judge will now have to rule on what happens next. You can read more of Tank's story at NJ1015.com and on our free mobile app this morning. Cremation has already topped burial as the primary form of final disposition in the U.S. New Jersey is expected to reach the 50% mark in a few years.
The National Funeral Directors Association puts New Jersey's projected cremation rate this year at 46.7%. Kevin O'Brien of O'Brien Funeral Home in Wall and Brick says Jersey is not as cremation heavy as some other states because we still have a large population following traditional beliefs.
With tradition comes more of a full funeral. Families have family burial plots in cemeteries, and just generation after generation goes to the same cemetery.
The cremation rate in some states is already greater than two-thirds. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Looks like we have some lottery luck in New Jersey. Somebody's got a $4 million Mega Millions ticket from last Friday's drawing. It was sold at a Hudson County convenience store. The ticket matched five numbers, but not the Mega Ball. And in Monmouth County, a ticket for the Jersey Cash 5 was sold at a convenience store in Marlboro for Saturday's drawing. That ticket is worth over $500,000. The State Attorney General's office is now forming a new branch to investigate cyber attacks and breaches of privacy committed online.
Attorney General Gerbier Graywall says his office's data privacy and cybersecurity section will have two main focuses, litigating certain online crime cases and advising Governor Murphy on Internet issues. Among the lawsuits DPC will preside over, the case of Facebook and Cambridge Analytica, where Facebook did not prevent Cambridge from collecting personal information from Facebook users, despite the company doing so without their permission. DPC will also handle the data breaches at Target and Horizon Healthcare Services. In both cases, hackers collected customer information that may have been sold on the dark web. Daniela Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:11. Very pleasant May day as you step outside this morning. Temperatures are comfortably cool in the 50s. We'll look for 70s again today. Looks like Wednesday will be another very nice day. And then we have a chance for some rain coming in Thursday. Will it be enough to knock down some of this pollen that has been blown across New Jersey? Dan will have an extended look at the forecast. And then we'll recap our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
All of the news and the weather updates.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, this morning. So, Dan, you certainly can see and feel the pollen in the air.
That's right, and that's really our biggest headache this week, as the tree pollen remains in the very high range today and for the foreseeable future. until we get some significant rain around here. And, of course, everything is coated in that lovely shade of yellow-green, as it often does this time of year. This is a quiet and pleasant weather forecast I have for you this week. The biggest challenge is figuring out the intricacies of what happens at the coast versus what happens further inland. I think most of New Jersey will enjoy mostly sunny skies again today, but there will be some extra clouds along the coast. That pesky sea breeze, the marine influence is always very important this time of year. Highs generally in the lower 70s today, maybe as high as 75 or 76 in parts of the state. However, at the shore, we'll be stuck in the 60s today. Fog is possible tonight. It'll be comfortably cool with lows around 50. A nice mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, with highs in the lower to mid-70s away from the ocean. And we're going to hold on to 70s on Thursday as well, even as skies become mostly cloudy. Our next storm system is a front that will push through New Jersey from north to south on Thursday during the afternoon and evening hours. And there is some rain associated with this, but models have really scaled back on how much rain we're going to see. It's just scattered showers. Again, this is Thursday, I'll say 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. just to be safe. I'm not seeing anything heavy or any real risk of severe weather, maybe just a few rumbles of thunder. We move into Friday, and behind that front, we get a little bit cooler, highs around 70. Warming up for the weekend, I'm seeing some 80s as we move into Saturday. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, New Jersey police are becoming increasingly concerned about a rival biker gang pushing deeper into our state with violent clashes. A missing woman's car may have sat near her apartment for months. Was it her body inside? Police are still investigating. In sports, the Sixers have staved off elimination. They beat the Celtics in Game 4. Philly shut out the Giants. Mets hung around to beat the Reds. And baseball's two best teams, Yankees and Red Sox, open their three-game set tonight in the Bronx. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zara with your bus stop forecast for this Tuesday morning. You might consider a light jacket this morning. Temperatures holding around the 50-degree mark. We'll say highs mostly in the lower 70s today, cooler 60s at the shore, plenty of sunshine for most of the state, with some extra clouds right along the beaches. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23, it is now on this Tuesday morning in the Great Garden State, and it is a very pleasant morning. Step outside, temperatures are comfortably cool in the 50s, a dry, pleasant day today. Inland, mostly sunny, partly sunny along the coast. We'll see highs in the lower 70s. Inland, 60s at the shore, and then another comfortably cool night tonight. Tomorrow looks great. Thursday, we do have some rain. We could certainly use it. And pollen counts remain very, very high this morning, particular with tree pollen. If we got a little rain, that might knock some of that down. But Dan isn't thinking it's going to be a big enough rain event to really do much of that. Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:24. Businesses or public entities whose data is breached would be required to provide you 6 months of credit reports under a bill that's advanced Monday in the legislature. It's part of a three-bill package that Assemblyman Paul Moriarty would like to protect consumers' identity and help prevent fraud.
We're looking to hold credit reporting agencies accountable when there's a breach of security. We want to make sure that they allow us at least three credit reports per year.
The proposals would also allow parents to put a security freeze on kids' consumer reports so credit cards aren't opened in their names, and require consumer reporting agencies to encrypt data whenever feasible. A New Jersey Supreme Court committee says a judge previously accused of helping her boyfriend avoid arrest still needs to face consequences. The Judicial Conduct Committee says Middlesex County Superior Court Judge Carlia Brady failed to uphold her conduct to the standard of a judge. Brady's attorney is confident the committee will eventually find that she is exactly the type of person who should be serving in a position of public trust. Brady was suspended in 2013 when she was charged with hindering a police search for her then-boyfriend. Those charges were eventually dropped. New York's Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has resigned from office after four women accused him of violently slapping and choking them. The women spoke to The New Yorker in an article published Monday. They say the abuse happened during romantic encounters, and they were also verbally abused and threatened. Schneiderman issued a statement implying his conduct was either welcomed by the women or not, as they described. Governor Murphy has generally frowned on handing out corporate tax credits, but he is expected to soon approve a plan to offer financial assistance to one type of company in the hopes they will continue to set up shop in New Jersey.
In the coming days, Governor Murphy will sign a measure that calls for millions of dollars in tax credits to be given to motion picture and TV production companies that come to the Garden State for filming. He says when Jersey is used as a location, it creates jobs and economic opportunity.
It's got great tentacles into the broader community, so diners do better. Local shops of all sorts of sizes do better. We like it. It checks a lot of different boxes.
In Trenton, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 525. Comfortably cool this morning. Temperatures in the 50s on our way into the 70s away from the water today, and we will see more clouds and sunshine overhead today, and it looks like a carbon copy for tomorrow, but what about the rain? We'll get details on that with Dan coming up in 4 minutes. On the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, rival motorcycle gangs fight for drug territory in the Garden State. We'll have the update and business news next.
All Jersey, all the time.
Jersey is nothing without you guys.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news this morning. Shares have been mostly higher in Asia. Following an upbeat finish on Wall Street, Chinese benchmarks surged after Beijing reported exports rebounded in April, and oil prices have fallen back after a rally that had them closing above $70 a barrel for the first time since November of 2014. Oil has dropped below that $70 a barrel mark this morning. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. We're written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bichao is at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander, and our managing editor is Lou Hockman.
New Jersey 101.5.